The students were given a math booklet at their grade level with about 23 pages of math work in it. And before they started their math book, they went around and asked for pledges. And some people pledged the students per page, like 5 cents a page or 10 cents a page or a dollar a page. And others pledged the students a set amount for finishing the book. And as the students finished the books, they would show their sponsors, collect the money, and bring the money back to school.
How did you feel about how things went?
I was just amazed. I don't know if the elementary school has ever had a fundraiser that has raised that much money. I was expecting $1,000 or $2,000, but you know, almost $8,500 is amazing.
My name is Peyton, and I raised $434.
Wow! How did you do that?
What I did was I went to my streets and I went to the hospital.
How much math work did you have to do?
Probably about 23 pages, like she said.
Is there something, you had something you wanted to read too?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I raised the money because I wanted to help the kids in the hospital. It takes $2.4 million to run the hospital every day.
Hi, my name is Jesse Lantine, and what I did to raise money for the St. Jude's Children's Hospital Mathathon, I went around asking my family and asked around my father's work, and some people at his work pledged, and most of my family pledged, so that's how I got my money.
How much did you raise, if you don't mind me asking?
I raised $290.
Tell me about the type of math work you were doing.
Well, basically, we're doing like four-digit multiplication and division and subtraction, basically all the main stuff.
My name is Casey Evans, and I raised about $230. And I went around getting pledges from my family, and I asked all the math teachers in the high school and my family, and I got quite a bit of money. Feels really good to get all the money for a good cause and not just for nothing. It just felt good to get it all for a nice cause.
Did you learn a little bit about some of the kids that you're helping by doing this?
Yes, the families that can't afford the treatments that their children are receiving, St. Jude's Children's Hospital does not charge them, and that's why we help them raise money to help out with the payment.
Some of the kids got prizes for all the money they raised, so some of the kids took their prizes and had a little box to send all the prizes to St. Jude's Hospital, so that's what I did.
Wow, that's really nice of you. So you didn't take a prize or anything? You just sent it to St. Jude's?
Yeah, but some of us still got T-shirts.
I would like to thank those students who chose to donate their prizes earned back to St. Jude's. It shows real selflessness and generosity on the part of these students. They will all still get their T-shirts, but they marked on their form that they want the money to go directly to St. Jude's rather than receiving anything back from St. Jude's.